Hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I'm going to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Yes.
Okay, is your home a single family home, townhome, apartment, condominium, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a townhouse.
Okay, and do you own or rent?
Home.
Okay, now please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1991.
Thank you. Now, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like roofing upgrades, impact windows, structural upgrades?
No, I have no clue.
Okay. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1989.
Since 1989?
Correct.
Okay. I'll continue with the survey. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, category hurricane 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6?
All of them.
And do you remember the name and the years of the hurricanes and tropical storm?
Oh, I don't remember all of them, but I remember the last one that was in Miami. And that was Andrew. That was in 1992, if I'm correct.
Okay. And have you or any adults in your household living at home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Oh, gosh, yes.
And what was the estimated damage in dollars?
I don't know, because we were renting them. So
okay.
We were just renting.
Oh, I understand. Now, can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damage your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Well, there were there were trees everywhere. Do you remember, Andrew? How long have you been here?
Okay. And how long have you been in Florida?
Because Andrew was awful, level 5. He destroyed everything in Homestead.
I understand.
And where we live in Miami Lakes. And we had suspension damage. Oh, everything was closed, no electricity, no water for weeks. And the apartment complex that we live in, most of the damage was done first by the wind, and then all the water came in.
Mm-hmm.
After the wind left in the roof. And we had a rain, but apparently the insurance didn't want to pay because they said it was water damage. Well, yeah, it was water damage, but the wind was the one that did the damage first.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. Now, how vulnerable do
you... don't remember Andrew?
Yes. Now, continue with the survey. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not so vulnerable?
Extremely vulnerable. That's some dangerous stuff.
Now, if a serious hurricane threatens your home, how will you prepare?
I hope.
Okay. Now, when will you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I prepare by when the first there's a threat, you know, on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's our preparing.
Okay. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, How certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I am very certain, sir. I've been here since 1989, and we've been suffering from hurricanes a lot. And the news media has informed us, and, you know, as an example, I got two generators, and I have, I believe, 700 feet of extension cord. So I can run a generator on the front. I can run a generator on the back. I can have the one generator hooked into the, dryer plug. And then I can have a little bit of the ceiling fans and the refrigerator works. No, I prepare very well, but if it's going to hit my house directly, I'll leave. I'll take off. I'm not going to die in the hurricane.
Definitely. Yeah, I understand. Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, free media, friends.
Different TV. TV.
Okay. Any other sources of information?
Mostly TV, and then probably social media. You know, going into internet, and if I have a question about on that TV is not saying, you know.
Of course, I understand. Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being less prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 to 5?
Oh, definitely 5.
Okay. Now, have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm? Property taxes, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance?
Neither one.
None of the above?
None.
Okay, thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Which one?
Yeah.
Both or just flood or evacuation?
Say that. I didn't understand the last part. Say the last part.
Yes. Is your home located just in a flood zone or evacuation zone or both?
Are you saying flood?
Yes, flood.
Okay, because I thought you say flood, but no, flood. Yes, both.
Both.
Evacuation
okay.
And flood. Yes, both. We're on the same bar.
Okay. And what is the letter designation for the flood zone?
I don't know.
That's okay. And do you know the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. And
I don't know because we've been here 3 years now.
Okay.
And we haven't have to evacuate or anything like that, so I don't know. I know they say that according to my neighbors, once we have to evacuate, we have to, otherwise they cross the bridge.
Okay.
And it comes to a point you cannot cross to the land.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when will you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate?
If emergency management officers evacuate.
Now, if you need to evacuate, where will you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family?
My vacation home up in Pennsylvania.
So that will be as far as possible to another state.
Yeah, I got another home in Pennsylvania. I'll go there.
I understand. Now, how many vehicles are available in the household?
Six.
Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, I have no idea. My wife takes care of all that stuff.
I understand. Now, how confident are that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you can come up with that amount? Probably come up?
Yeah, I'm very certain.
Now, how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Decrease or increase?
Increase, triple.
Okay, that will be over 10%?
Way over that, triple.
Okay, what about...
300%.
Okay,
you need to call Governor Ron DeSantis and tell them to do something about it. Because now all my neighbors are moving because nobody can afford the insurance anymore.
Of course, thank you for your opinions. It's very important for us. Now, what about from the last 1 to 3 years? Is there a decrease or increase in the rate?
Increase. Every year has increased.
Every year.
And,
okay.
But this past year, triple. It literally tripled, sir. Obviously, you don't live in Florida because you don't know the answer to that.
All right, but we care about your situation and your opinion, so we appreciate your information. Now, as a result of this increase, what actions do you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Just continue paying higher rate?
Unfortunately, we'll get to continue paying higher rate because we are right on the hurricane disaster area. But it's not right. Most of the insurance have left the state of Florida, so now there is no supply and demand, and whoever is left is charging us an arm and a leg, and that's not right. There should be more. Governor DeSantis, which absolutely I love him, so he's a great governor, but on this area, he has really let us down. He should bring more insurance into the state of Florida.
Okay.
So there is more competition. Right now we're paying an arm and a leg for insurance. Everybody's moving out. My wife wants to move out. I don't want to move out of the state of Florida. I've been here since 1989. I don't want to go, but I may have to because it's going to come to a point when we'll be able to afford the insurance anymore.
Okay, I understand. Thank you for your opinion. Now, if you could insurance your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, less than 60%?
100%.
Okay. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you will not move from your home?
No, moving to another state is getting awful. It's really getting ridiculous. It's a shame. It's kicking us out.
I understand. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowners insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off?
No, my mortgage has been paid off for years. I'm very blessed. I don't have a problem with that, but I still need insurance.
I understand. Now, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of governments should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, they should be involved in the recovery effort. If the hurricane damaged the bridge and we can't get back to our house, the local or the state government should get involved and get a bridge money as fast as they can.
Okay, thank you. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 to 5?
Oh, 5.
Okay.
Definitely
now, how much?
5, yeah.
Thank you. Now, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
In addition to a reduction in emergency... Oh, no, more like a two.
Okay. Now, how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Did you say the word wind?
Yes, wind risk.
Yeah, they do. Most of them do a good job about that. I don't know the codes, but I have a feeling that they're reinforcing to, you know, to have the hurricane windows and all that stuff. Yes. Yes.
Okay. And from 1 to 5, how much confidence do you have?
I would say four.
Okay. Next one. How much confidence do you have that new developments take into account flood risk?
Probably 3.
Okay.
How much longer this is going to stay? Because my foot is getting cold.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, we almost finished. No worries. And how much confidence do you have that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss from 1 to 5?
A 4.
Thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions, and we almost finished with the survey. About sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I don't think sea level is rising, no.
Okay. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderate, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Well, extremely concerned.
Now, when you purchase...
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
No, I'm saying... I don't think the sea level is rising, but I am, it is concerned because where we live, we're right between the river and the ocean, so that's really concerning, you know, as a risk. However, if the sea level was rising, like everybody's saying, do you think the any loan company will be giving builders the loan money to build when they know that the sea level is going to be taken over? I don't think so.
Okay. Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were most important for you? The neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fee, insurance rate, food zone, proximity to other job, proximity to other family?
You didn't mention the one the reason I'm over here, the ocean, the beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The ocean and the beach.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm over here.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10?
Well, I was planning to stay here until I die, but now the insurance may kick us out. But I was planning to stay here until I die. That's what
Thank
I was planning.
You.
That was my plan. It's still my plan, but now I just retired, so I'm on a fixed income. I may have to move out.
I understand. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age? Between 18, 34, 35, 54, 55, 64, 65 or older?
65 or older.
Thank you. And what is your gender, just for the record?
I'm Latin.
Now, including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
And how many people are under 12 years old?
None, 0.
Okay. And how many people all are 65 or older?
1.
1, thank you. Now, what is your marital status? Are you single, married, widow, divorced?
Married.
Separate? Okay. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Oh, 4 years degree. Well, my son has a master's degree, but yeah.
Okay. And are you Hispanic, Latino, Gessen?
I'm Latino. I'm Venezuelan.
Okay. And, okay. Thank you. Let me write it down real quick. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English. We're in the United States. English.
Thank you. And last question, please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000, 20 to less than 30, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, over $100,000.
Over 100.
Thank you. These were all the questions that I have. Thank you very much for your response, and hope you have a nice day.
Oh, you look fine. Where are you from, by the way?
Well, me personally, I'm from El Salvador.
Oh, okay. I'm from Venezuela.
Nice to meet you, sir. Thank you for helping.
Nice to meet you. Un placer. Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes. Hasta luego.